Oh, well.
What do we have here? Looks like another episode of the Imbangium Podcast. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. We are actually live streaming this on the Brian's Republic stream page, and we're just going to have it on twitch.tv. That's right. twitch.tv/Brian's Republic. Noe is in the house. What's going on, Noe? Welcome to the stream. We're going to be doing a special live episode of the Imbangium Podcast, and hopefully you can join us in chat and enjoy how we create a little bit of the podcast. Am I peaking? Am I doing
No, you're good.
Okay, good. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me. If you are new to this podcast, by all means, realize that we don't know what this podcast is about. This podcast that we're just trying to figure out. We're just two lonely Filipino boys. Did you know that that's a thing?
What?
Lonely boys or sad boys or something like that?
Sad boys.
Have you heard?
Like, no, not quite.
Like, it's like girls like the sad boys, like the singers and stuff like that. Like, they're, it's like a certain genre like a of music. Thing? I think it's like more of like a rapper hip-hop R&B thing, like lonely sad boy,
like Drake.
Yes, maybe like Drake. Oh, you know, who's like
the Weeknd?
No, the Weeknd, you mean?
No, he's weak. He's been weakened. Oh, he used to be okay.
He used to be okay. Now he's weakened.
He's weakened because he was weakened.
But yeah, we talk about the internet. We talk about our week, and hopefully, you guys can join us on chat as well. But yes, how was your week?
It was okay.
Good. Well, that's the end of our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Just joking. You know what I saw?
What's up?
The new True Damage or something like that.
Oh, yeah. True Damage.
True Damage, yeah. That's, if no one knows, that's a League of Legends reference. And they're the new...
There's a new song that was just released.
What? When?
Like, just today.
Just today?
It's not True Damage, though.
No? Is it KDA?
No, it's not KDA.
Oh, KDA.
It's a brand new one.
Oh, the K-pop.
It's like rock.
It's a rock song. Yeah. Just like, kind of like Rise, almost.
No. That Rise is more like...
Like epic... Kind of like an epic song type of thing.
It was more like rock.
There was like Phoenix. I heard the Phoenix one. I was listening to the old pod when I was doing the editing. Yeah.
Did you listen to that one?
I listened to that one. I listened to the other one. Yeah.
Did you see the live performance?
I saw the live performance. It was pretty good. I actually it was blowing my mind a little bit.
Like all the augmented reality.
Yeah, augmented reality stuff. I mean, like, they had the augmented reality last year, but this year...
They had, like, the dragon.
Yeah, but this time was...
That was really cool.
They had the characters of True Damage bouncing around in the different things. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. And that's, of course, we're talking about the League of Legends championships.
The World Championships.
And the winner was...
Fun Plus Phoenix.
What a great scary name to strike fear into the hearts of all of your competitors. Who are we facing today? Fun Plus Phoenix.
And they were number one in China in the playoffs.
So they're the Chinese team that won.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's
cheers, China.
It's how. No, so stop talking. We can't do this live.
Yeah, we can. We don't do this live. But yeah, in China, so they were stated to be the favorites. The Europeans got kicked out before.
No. The Europeans were the favorites.
Oh, I thought it was the Chinese who were the favorites because you know.
No.
Because you know, China owns Riot Games, right?
Yeah. Well, it's yes. It's like I don't know. I guess the Europeans were the favorites, but
okay,
because it's people, just because everyone just wanted them.
Yeah, because they wanted the colonialists to. Yeah.
It was.
You're right. We shouldn't be doing this live. This podcast is not Brian's Republic fodder. This is bad.
It was. Yeah, they were.
Did they win? Did they dominate?
They dominated.
That's good.
3-0.
Because it's.
And everyone was G2's going to win.
Phoenix is
bad.
Boo, Phoenix. And then they didn't realize that the Republic of China is much stronger than all of them put together.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I
And they were like,
does China own a bit of Twitch to do? Is that what you're saying? Go. What, you're going to sleep? My kid just interrupted and said, I'm going to sleep. All right, go to sleep.
But yeah, every playoff game was 3-1.
Okay.
Like, the winner beat them 3-1.
Well, it's not too bad.
Except for the finals. There's 3-0.
3-0.
Because China was like, you need to,
cause
need to be cause more dominant than everyone else.
Because our fearless leader, Xi Jinping, decided that... Fun is my middle name, and so Fun.
So he's Gigi Fun Thing.
No, it's
oh
Gigi Fun Ping. Ah, oh. we're so getting taken down. This is what's gonna happen. But yeah, I think it's pretty good. It was a pretty good.
Yeah.
Media frenzy. I think I enjoyed it. I didn't watch any of the League of Legends things. All I did was watch. The performances. I consumed all of the music and the music videos.
Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. But that happened actually 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it did.
Like it's been a while. Yeah, but I finally got caught up to it. Yeah, so I'm really happy that was the case.
Okay, so there's a new song out now.
What's the song called?
It's called Start It Up.
Start It Up?
Yeah. There's no group to it. It's just like how Worlds was. How Rise was.
Do you think that there's subliminal messages in this for music China? For China?
Pro China?
Is it pro is
subliminal
it, this,
messages?
Is this pro China propaganda that we're trying that you're that they're feeding us with this League of Legends stuff? No.
KDA?
Oh, man.
It's KDA Pro.
I still love it. You know what? Everything from all of the League of Legends stuff, yeah, all the KDA stuff started popping back up on my feed, and I'm just like, feels good to be back in 2018. Back when everyone still didn't like, being owned by
China.
So. Yeah. I don't think we can air this podcast. Do you think? No, I think we can. We're good.
It's just at the end.
Yeah. Like, so how else was World that there was no controversy or anything?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's good. So did you hear about the leak? Not a leak, but there was a new trailer for like DX30 or something. I don't know what the heck it's called.
What's DX30?
I have no idea. Some sort of Comic Con or something like that, and you know,
for like Disney.
I think it's like for Disney D23. I don't know.
D23.
Yeah, something like that. But they released a new trailer. It was released, and then it was leaked. They released it for all the D23 goers, I think.
Right. Right.
And unfortunately, they pretty much ruined everything.
What?
If you haven't seen it, you should go see it, and then I'll ruin it for you right now.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna ruin it for everybody. So there's new voiceover for Emperor Palpatine. There's all these other things going on. If you guys don't know Star Wars, it's too bad. And if you don't want to hear anything, you should just click away.
It's been 30, it's been 40 years.
No, it's been like 2 days for the new movie. new trailer has come out.
40 years old.
But, so everything is like, okay, teaser, 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 teaser. And at the end of the trailer, you know what they show?
Oh, is it a Star Wars trailer?
The Star Wars trailer.
Like for Rise of Skywalker.
For Rise of Skywalker. Oh, okay. You see beautiful Rey, Darth Rey, in black.
Yeah, with
double
like,
saber.
Yeah, no, that's
and
old.
Then they turned it.
Oh, then what?
And then it turned into a
double. Yeah,
into a double
sided. Like it went.
What? Yeah, why would they do that?
That dude, that's old.
What do you mean how's old? It's like what two three days old or what?
No, like weeks old.
Weeks old.
Yeah,
I'm old.
I think that was the second trailer for Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, the first one was the Emperor Palpatine.
No, but I. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then the second one came out, and it was like, it was Darth Rey.
It was Darth Rey? Oh, Darth Rey.
And we don't know if that's like just in her mind.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know. I was reading that too, and it was like, we don't know. It's a vision of Rey, you know?
Yeah.
You choosing know how she, the dark side.
How she like touched the shoulder, and then she's like,
oh. Dark side, Skywalker, you know? but I, I think it's great. I guess it's the video that I saw was something like, because actually I've been watching trailers.
D23 was a long time ago.
Shoot.
that's where like all the new Marvel movies were announced.
Oh, I see. Shang-Chi. That's okay.
Doctor Strange.
I've been looking at all those things, but I don't understand why they would put such a spoiler image in there. Like, can you imagine the whole movie could have hinged just on that scene? Like, imagine no one ever saw that scene in a trailer, mm-hmm. right? And you watched it in the theaters, you would have went, you know what my favorite scene in the movie was?
Was Darth Rey.
Double-sided. Yeah. That would have been like the favorite scene.
Darth Raider.
Darth Raider. Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah, the puns are strong today.
Was Darth Maul
Darth Raider.
Was the Darth Maul scene with his double sided? Was that in the trailer?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's like that.
Yeah. What do you mean it's like that?
Like Rey.
Like Rey is Darth Maul's sister?
No.
Darth Maul's older brother. Darth Maul's aunt from the future.
Yeah.
I listened to that one and I was just like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Oh yeah, but it's been pretty good for me. That's been how it is. Looking at all those trailers and all that fun stuff. And
yeah.
Actually, I think in the last 3 weeks, apparently Joker is the largest box office or whatever.
Yeah, until Frozen 2 came.
Until Frozen 2?
I haven't seen it
really?
Yet.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
Really? Yeah. Frozen 2 destroyed? No.
It's going to be top of the weekend again.
As a comic book or something like that.
Top R-rated.
Top R-rated, yeah.
Beating out...
Deadpool? Yeah. Is there other ones too?
It beat up it.
It's just
was
Deadpool.
It, was it really R-rated though?
I mean,
I think it could have been 14.
It could have been a 14A. I think they showed some blood in it, but that's about it. Oh man! But yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, you kind of expect that. Can they just give us just the movie? Like, can't they just say, imagine a time where Jedis and Sith walk together, you know, that type of thing. Just like, can we just do that? And like, and then it's just like static shots of people and not like pure spoilery freaking imagery of the whole goddamn movie.
Yeah.
That's
to get people who
what
aren't
movie did I watch?
It, I guess. Oh.
There was a movie I just watched, and we watched it, and I said, wait a minute. Oh, it's not a movie. It's Jack Ryan on the new series.
Season two.
Jack Ryan did his run for the series, but the trailer had one of the last scenes in it. Mm. And I went... Man,
interesting.
Why? It's like it's really good.
Like Jack Amazing Ryan. Spider-Man it's 2. Like,
yeah.
Oh. Like in the trailer, the scene was like him against Rhino.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
that's the last episode, the end of the movie.
The last 10 seconds.
Oh, they just got to stop doing that. Why would they do such a thing? Do you know what I'm saying? Why? It just doesn't make any sense. It's like, can you not stand behind your movie? Hey, we made this movie and we think it's great, but let's give you all of the good stuff. And then you're like, is there any more good stuff than what you showed us in the trailer? I'm sure people have hashed this out many a time, but I'm just when I saw Darth Raider, I don't know. There's just so many things Even if I did not know the context and then they showed that at the thing, I would have went like this. I mean, like, no, why? Because it would have been like, that would have been the scene, right? You know? Yeah.
I mean, it looks really cool. Like, I mean, it's her against Kylo, and then great, it's like but, the waves are crashing.
I bet you. I mean, no, well.
I think that's probably going to be the scene that people will.
Yeah, but then that's the scene already.
No, I think.
Yeah, okay. Like, it's already the scene. I don't know. So, what else is new? What have you been up to? Anything special? Anything not crazy? Not
too much. No. Pokemon was released.
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Sword and Shield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you been playing that?
I have not.
I went and looked at the price of
$80.
Yeah. No, it's 80 Canadian. No. The price of a Switch, and it's still $400.
Yes, so. But it has a better battery life now. So if you buy a new one, and yours will be better than mine.
I don't know if I'm gonna buy one. I think I'm gonna. There's a
Switch
Lite. PS4 for $250. I think that's what I might get because of Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Mm.
So that's another thing too. Have you seen any of the re-renders of some of the art?
Wait, what do you mean?
They just went and got all the art and then they redid them all in the new renders. So it looks absolutely fantastic. But
cool. Back
to Sword and Shield. What's the outrage? What happened?
Oh yeah.
Tell me what I don't know what you when you brought it up, I was like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking what you want to talk about. Why are people pissed off at Sword and Shield?
It's a bunch of small things.
It's like a week ago, right? It released?
Yeah, like a week and a half, yeah. I think.
Like a bunch of small things? Like
yeah, a bunch of small things. And then there was like a killing blow, which was the Dexit, where you know how there's a national Pokedex?
Yeah.
Where you can have like all the Pokemon from.
Oh, I remember this one. Yeah. This was like before it even released. They said you won't be able to catch all the Pokemon.
You won't be able to transfer your Pokemon.
You won't be able to trade it from Sword to Shield.
Yeah, to because they don't exist in the game at all.
Because, why would they do that? It's so dumb. Okay.
Yeah, so they were like, here's the reasoning.
Why is the reasoning?
Is we had to remake all of the models in 3D, so we didn't have time, right?
Okay, sure. And so hire more people.
Yeah, you know, Pokemon, the biggest, most profitable company in the world.
So no, sell more merchandise.
Yeah, so they're like, sorry, we spent too much time and money like doing these 3D models and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. And they're like, we have all these high-quality animations too.
Oh, yeah.
So they're, like, they're all giving, these animations they're giving the excuses. And then there's this move called double kick, and when you click double click,
yeah,
this is the character that does the double click, the double kick. He's like ready. You click double kick, he goes like this, and then the other Pokemon gets damaged.
He thrusts like, forward and he gets double kick damage. Yeah, that's funny. No way says it's not the first time they've done it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Black and White, right?
What do you mean?
Black and White is the game that
No.
Which one? Sun and Moon?
No, it's the first time that they've like not included all the
Sun
Pokemon.
And Moon. I had a feeling.
No, the Sun and Moon had the national decks.
You can get everything?
Yeah, you can trade your Pokemon over. Like you can trade Squirtle into Sun and Moon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Squirtle does not exist in Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Did you know that? No way. Yeah, they've totally kiboshed that you can't put it in the game.
That's everyone suspects the reasoning to be. So a while ago, they released this thing called the Pokemon Bank or Pokebank, and that's where you can digitally store your Pokemon.
Yeah,
but it's a yearly fee of like
$7.
Yeah,
they're just getting greedier and greedier every year.
So, I mean, a lot of people they have these living dexes, living Pokedexes.
Yeah.
And it's like they have a Squirtle next to their Wartortle next to their Blastoise, like in their Pokemon box, in their Pokebank. Or like if they didn't have Pokebank, they would just transfer their national dex into the new game.
Okay.
So they can't do that anymore. And like that's like one of the things that I've been working on was a national
living
Pokedex.
Yeah.
So that I can say like, oh, I have all the Pokemon in like all their forms.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's a collecting game, right? It's got to catch them all.
The, The Pokemon not home is
catch
dumb.
Half of them.
It is pretty dumb.
Anyways,
so do you know the other issue that they had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they Game Freak, the developers of Pokemon,
yeah,
Sword and Shield, and all the previous mainline games from Red and Blue to Diamond and Pearl to now.
Yeah.
They released another game called Little Town Hero or something.
I didn't hear this one. No, what's this Little Town Hero?
It's a RPG.
Yeah.
Right? JRPG by Game Freak.
Oh, they were working
they
on
were
that
working on while that instead of Pokemon.
Okay, one of the issues in the Pokemon launch was the rendering on the outside. Did you hear about that? Like while they're running around, bad renders.
Yeah.
And they're going like, you released an unfinished game. And on Twitter, it was back and forth. People were just like, one half was just like, oh, leave them alone. You have a Pokemon game to play. And then the other half, this is what I think they sound like. No, you know, dude. Why did you release an unfinished game?
The main problem is
bad code.
The main problem, yeah. So like the new models that they recreated,
they
just transferred them from Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
And apparently, I don't know, I guess it's a rumor or like whatever, is that they messed up the transfer and they lost like half of them. So they were like, sorry, we're not going to include those Pokemon.
What is wrong with them?
I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Well, you know, it's not the same. It's not the first time that game assets have ever disappeared.
Yeah, but I can go on for a long time.
It's so bad that I can't believe that they released.
So post game
is it good though?
I have not
the other
yet.
One.
Sun and Moon.
No. Sword and Shield. That because Sword and Shield.
Oh, Little Town.
Like
Hero?
Little Town Hero. Is it actually good?
I don't think so. I don't think it's not big or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, some more issues. Like I don't fault people for like liking the game because
no.
I'm sure that it's fun to play.
No,
right?
You can't fault people for liking something. Yeah. Right? Like or fault people for having an opinion.
Yeah. And this is like my opinion.
We have opinions. Okay. Yeah.
My opinion is I'm not going to spend $80 for that game. Like, no matter how fun it is.
Are you blizzarding them? Are you boycotting Pokemon?
I mean, if it was $40, maybe.
Uh-huh.
If it was $80, which it is, 80 Canadian.
Did you know people buy both games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's...
You did that.
I
actually
did.
Your brother and Daryl did that too.
We own a lot of them.
But
$80.
So $160 for the game.
Yeah. You know what else is $80 is
it's
like Modern Warfare, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
And look at those graphics and
Yeah.
Or Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
Those are $80 games.
MVH Nexus says I bought Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, we don't
fine.
Fault you.
I'm not going to buy it.
No.
And you can have
no
fun. You can have fun with it. Like, it's your money and you spend it on what you want to.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, I'm sure. I would have fun playing it. I'm sure.
Will you?
If someone gifted it to me, sure, I'd play it.
Will you buy it if it's $40?
I think so. Yeah.
Like after 5 years? Would you wait 5 years? No. Would you wait iterations?
I'd probably get used or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I guess.
But
I mean, like, you can totally.
Yeah. Anyway, so you know how it's $80? Sun and Moon and Pokemon XY, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah.
Those were all $40 US games probably
yeah.
50 Canadian.
But since it's on Switch.
Since it's on Switch, it defaults to 80 and you have far fewer features than what you've had in the previous games. So you're paying, it costs more for fewer features.
I can see why. But you're not paying for features, you're paying for the story.
Yeah, the story that's 20 hours long.
No, you're just ripping it apart.
The story that's 20 hours long and has a 2-hour post story.
Oh my goodness. You know? Yeah, yeah. I see.
Like I wouldn't pay $80.
That's
for
fair.
That.
That's fair. Well, I mean, like,
if it was $40,
so,
sure.
So how
sure.
what's
I
the...
think that's my main problem is how expensive it is for what you're getting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If it was $40 US.
Yeah.
Fine.
Sure.
It's worth $40.
Yeah.
Just like all the other Pokemon games.
Because they're the same 20-hour game.
Yeah. Over but, and over.
Wait. But yeah, obviously you're going
newer
to catch
animations.
Yeah, you know, but it's not newer because we all know that's not new. And also the fact is you can't even complete your national Pokédex.
Yeah. So this is how you fix it.
Hold on.
Okay?
How do you fix it? I'll show you how to fix it. Helmet and armor. And have and complete the Pokédex that way.
This is how
what do you think?
No.
Well, you can't fix it now. They've already released it. So,
yeah, you have to pay.
You have to
pay $240 to get all the Pokemon.
You have to pay $1 per Pokemon to get. Oh wow! No. You know what? You know how they can fix it? They could probably fix it by making those Pokemon purchasable, like you said. Yeah.
God,
can you imagine that?
This is okay. Game Freak. Pokemon, are you listening?
That's
Game
right.
Freak?
That's right. NBH Nexus. That's right. Pokemon weapon and armor. Weapon and armor? No. Sword is already shield. Sword and shield. Pokemon helmet. Pokemon helmet and boots.
Helmet and gauntlets.
Pokemon gauntlet and boots. Yeah, that's how it's gonna be.
Okay.
So how do you fix it?
This is how the Pokemon company fixes it.
How do they fix it? Do they send a Pikachu to every?
No. Pokemon. Instead of like they talk to Game Freak.
Yeah.
They tell them, listen, you're not good at making 3D games.
Listen, Game Freak, stop.
You're not ready to like make full on 3D games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Super Mario or
yeah.
Zelda. So go back to your 2D or close to 2D, semi 2D, whatever.
Yeah.
Gameplay. You can keep the animation simple.
Yeah.
You can like animations are much simpler, smaller. They don't have to spend so much time and data on 3D models.
Yeah.
You can include all the Pokemon back in the national Dex. And then Nintendo goes to another company, which they make a spin-off, right?
Yeah.
Which they've done before. They've done plenty of spin-offs. They've done Mystery Dungeon. They've done
Pokemon Go, right?
Yeah, Pokemon Go. There's Pokemon...
What's it?
Coliseum, Pokemon XD.
What's the one right now? Pokemon Go with Pikachu and Eevee? Is that one?
Yeah, Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee.
Yeah, yeah.
So they go to another company who's like renowned, say, like get help from Bandai Namco or
Blizzard,
Monolith Soft.
Yeah.
Blizzard. And they tell them, listen, you're good at these games.
Yeah.
Make a Pokemon game.
Oh, who makes that Monster Hunter one?
Yeah, I
that would be a
I
good
think,
one.
No, I don't do know it. Who the producers of that are.
Yeah, can you imagine Monster Hunter, but Pokemon form? That would sell a lot of copies.
Yeah, because it's also an evolution of gameplay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Gotta catch them all.
It's still turn-based, right?
Yeah.
This current one, Sword and Shield, it's turn-based. So it's like an old RPG.
It's still the original. Like basically, there's no dynamic movement.
There's no change, right? And they don't need to change. Is what I'm saying. I'm saying they can go if they make
they
Sword
can
and Shield.
Making, they,
if they made Sword and
these.
Shield. Yeah, they made Sword and Shield 2D. Like not exactly 2D.
Yeah, yeah.
Like along those lines.
Yeah,
I would love to play that.
Yeah.
Because it's Pokemon.
That's true.
And then they go to another company.
Yeah.
Make a real game. That's $80.
You know they're gonna say it, right? Shut up and just buy the game already. I know. They pissed off half of their fan base, but then again, I mean, like, I can't really fault them because, you know, corporate greed and this has been one of our bigger talking points as we kind of move through our podcasts. Like it feels like and it sounds like that it's been last airbendered, right? Like the producers and
it would have been last airbendered if
Well, they totally screwed everything up. Like, you,
yeah, one, but you they, didn't but they were the creators, you know.
Yeah. No, but who are they answering to? They're answering to Nintendo as a whole, right? Or Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's the other thing.
Right? Who are they really answering to? Were they forced to release?
Were they given this time limit?
Yeah.
And
we don't know
why.
Yeah. Like a lot, I mean, there's a lot of people who are criticizing that.
They could have spent another year.
They could have spent
and had every Pokemon in it.
Had new animations.
Had new features. Had a post game that wasn't 2 hours long.
Darian showed me a. If you guys have not seen any of the new animations, if you haven't played it, unlike NVH Nexus, but if you guys haven't played any of the new Pokemon Sword and Shield stuff, go and is it Sun and Moon that was the last one? Was that?
Yeah.
Sun and Moon was the last one. Go and find Double Kick or something like that. Or was it Double Kick?
Yeah.
Go find a double kick animation in Sun and Moon.
No, all of them are... It's all the same animation.
It's all the same animation. And there's where's that one? You showed me an animation on one of the other games. And then you showed the animation on Sun and Moon. And Sun and Moon was like half the frames or didn't even have anything on it.
I don't remember.
It wasn't even rendered properly. So it was just... It's like... I can see why you'd be pissed off.
I'm pissed at the price. It's not worth the $80 to me.
Diesel846 says, I want a game that had a full dex with maybe four times the gems and story. Maybe scale the gems up also so it would be harder.
I've been talking to my friend.
MVH Nexus says, I do agree that they could have done better, but I have to still play it. He hasn't played it yet. I'm sure you'll like it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would like it.
And Diesel says it would be worth that $100. Sorry, you were talking to your friend?
Yeah, about a new format for Pokemon?
Yeah,
if they were to go outside of Game Freak?
Yeah.
Which
Monster Hunters.
I think Game Freak is... They're okay. They're an okay game developer,
yeah,
and they've made great games. They've made Pokemon, right?
Yeah. They know what to do.
Great 2D turn-based combat games.
Yeah,
and I'd tell the Pokemon company to tell them,
yeah,
just keep doing that.
Yeah,
and then we'll go to another company. Like,
Let's say
I think it's Arc Creatures or
let's
something.
Say Creatures Arc Systems or whatever. Yeah.
And there's Creatures that did Pokemon XD and Colosseum, which were on the GameCube.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
And they weren't mainline games.
No.
It's not Game Freak.
They were different games.
They were different. But they had excellent animation for the time.
Yeah.
They had scale models of all the Pokemon, which... Do you know the Pokemon Wailord?
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, the gigantic one.
Yeah, the giant whale. Yeah,
if you're using Wailord in Sword and Shield...
Yeah.
It's this big.
It's the size of you. It's the size of a volleyball.
Yeah. In Pokemon Colosseum, which they had up to 385 Pokemon, I think, 386, they had Wailord and it was gigantic. You know?
Oh, okay.
Like they couldn't do it for
Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield,
A lot of people suspect is because they just took the code of the previous games, right? Yeah. And they just said, instead of a 2D model, we'll use this 3D model.
That's
and it's
fair.
This big.
Oh, MVX Nexus says, oh, I already played it and beat it. The gyms are way too easy, though. It took me 4 days to beat the game. 20 hours, right? 20 hours and 2 hours of after-story play. Yeah, it's sad that that's the case,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, so, yeah. What else was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, like, in regards to that scaling gym level.
Yeah.
What I was talking to my friend about was, have you played Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, I played.
So you know how you can like go anywhere and
play
whatever you want.
I can basically play. I basically went to like one of the hardest ones. I completed that one, and then I went back, like two steps over.
Yeah.
And realized I missed like three little dungeons, and I went like, these are way easier
than
the one that I just died.
You can start off
for
a game,
hour and a half.
And if you're good enough, you can just go right to the last dungeon and beat the boss.
Oh, really?
Right? And just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So make a Pokemon game like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
where oh man, this is what I've always been talking about, is a lot of people tend to bash the anime.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't follow the game rules.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what people don't realize is the game rules are so constrained.
Yeah.
So imagine Final Fantasy. Yeah,
turn-based. Yeah,
so imagine Final Fantasy.
Certain amount of hit points. Yeah.
Right? Imagine a Final Fantasy anime where they followed the game mechanics. How terrible.
I mean, like, if you ask some of the people I know on stream, they'd love a Final Fantasy anime in turn-based mode, right, fellas?
Yeah. And that's what people want for the anime, which is that ridiculous or is that just me?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But
okay,
I would be even the same thing too, right? Like when you watch the anime when Ash has Charizard, right? They kind of put the thing there, like he doesn't have the badges, but how are you supposed to control a wild beast that's a Charizard, which is the last evolution of your badge? Your magical badge is gonna help you control this. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Its respect, right?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Just like real life. Okay. Here's what I was a fan of in the Pokemon XY and Z anime.
Yeah.
Is Greninja would use Water Blade. No, Greninja would use Cut.
Yeah.
And Sceptile, I don't know. He would counter it with Leaf Blade.
Yeah.
So he would use his Leaf Blade and then all of a sudden it turns into a sword battle. Okay.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You tell your Pokemon use Cut.
Yeah.
And it becomes a sword battle. You tell your Pokemon to use Hyper Beam.
Yeah.
The other one counters with like Hydro Pump. And then it's
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, sure.
But people for some reason want the anime to just be like take that Hydro Pump right to the chest and then counter with. Like
remember Hydro Pump isn't a beam. Hydro Pump is a bunch of pillars that go up and down. And go,
I mean, in the game.
In the game.
So in the anime, they want Blastoise to shoot his cannon.
Yeah, and his
cannon. Turn his cannon and then have water come up from the ground.
Yeah.
That's what people want, apparently.
I know. It just doesn't make any sense that...
So my plea? I don't know.
Please,
request?
Game Freak and Nintendo...
And
put the Switch's price down to $199 so I can afford it. Because for $399, I still cannot justify buying myself a goddamn Switch. I can justify my PS4 for my Final Fantasy VII remake. But $399? How old is this thing? It's 4 years old now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been updated too. You can buy the older model for cheaper, I'm pretty
really?
Sure.
Really? Are you sure? Okay.
At like Best Buy or something.
I can do that.
If you can find it.
Then sure. I'm okay with that.
I'm sure like retailers will put their old stock on sale.
Like can you just give me like $199. I can pay $199, but I can't even justify a 4-year-old console for $400 still, $399. That's $399 Canadian.
Okay.
That's like $2 American, if you guys don't know the conversion, but you know, it's, I think $399 Canadian is something like $320 or something like that.
Yeah, like $320.
$320 American. So,
no, $300 American?
Yeah, so it's $299.
Or 1.3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I become a manager, I am getting me a second Switch. Oh, he's lucky. You know what? Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
Or even you, MVH Nexus. Is it worth to get the Switch Go? What?
Switch Lite.
Switch Lite.
Yes.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Can I stream it? That's the only reason why I would get it. I want to stream my games. Can I put my camera on it so I can stream it? And then
totally. Yeah, you can't stream it.
Oh, man. Like, dang it. But is it worth it, though? Like, I mean, the whole point of the Switch is to get it in and out and doing all that stuff, but...
But a lot of people just play handheld. Like, a lot of people don't even use their TV, right?
I mean, I love it when it's on a television.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful on a television. The Pokemon game was half price for like a day before Black Friday. That's in the States, though. We're kind of stuck in Canada.
Yeah.
Yes, but you can't connect it to... Yeah, that's true. Pro streamer, LOL. That's how it is. That's how it is. Just put the just put the webcam right on top of the Switch. Oh, everyone would love that so much.
Yeah. So anyway, my plea.
His plea, sorry.
Is...
Please, Nintendo.
Is have... Like, don't... Tell Game Freak to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Lots of people would love it. Uh-huh. They'd love the turn-based combat and strategy. And then get another company, make another game.
Yeah.
And make that game closer to the anime.
Fair enough. But I mean...
In gameplay.
I mean, I understand. But do you find, like, even when I was playing it, like, you're right. I may be one of those people that you don't like. that would rather have it that way.
Uh-huh.
That would rather have the kind of like let it follow the game mechanics, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, though, for me, is that do you find that some games when they branch off from the Pokemon game, like mm-hmm. I'll show how old I am here. Nintendo 64 had Pokemon Safari, or yeah. was it Safari?
Snap or
Pokemon? Yeah,
was it Snap?
Pokemon Snap. And Pokemon Snap happened, and it was great, but it was not Pokemon.
Right.
And I was like, I wish I had a Pokemon. Then Pokemon Stadium came out, right?
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, oh, now this is Pokemon, but then it still wasn't Pokemon.
Right.
It was still turn-based, but uh-huh. it still wasn't Pokemon. Do you find that, the reason why they didn't do that is because they're like, you know what? I don't think we're going to make any more money if we're going to spend more money creating that other game. Maybe that was on their board, you know, their dream board of such and such.
Right.
Should we go and outsource another game? Like
they've done that with Pokemon Coliseum and Pokemon XD.
How good was XD, though?
I thought they were really good, especially the animations.
Did it sell as much as a Pokemon game would have?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah.
It's the man, right?
It's not a main game.
They still haven't reached the epitome of what a Pokemon game should be. Am I right?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, like, not in which a Pokemon game should be a certain way, like it already is right now, and everyone also really likes what's happening. But I'm saying having that understanding of, let's say, creating it into a fighting game. You're controlling the Pokemon, yeah. It's running around. I think that's basically how it is, right? Like, I just don't understand how they do that decision, you know? MH Nexus says, I don't like those games, and some people don't like change in their games. And also, he says, I haven't connected my Switch to the TV in about 2 years now.
Yeah,
that proves your point right there, right? Mm-hmm. It is difficult. I mean, like, I could imagine a game, if I was more motivated, I probably would have been able to create a pretty darn good Pokemon game. If I do say so myself, but we get what we get.
Yeah.
You know? Is there a petition? Dear Game Freak, stick to your 2D animations.
I wish there was.
This is like a change.org form.
Literally have the Pokemon company, or not the Pokemon company, Nintendo develop a Pokemon game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like, Nintendo developed Super Mario. Nintendo developed Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
With the help of Monolithsoft.
I mean, yeah. It just makes me wonder, right? Like, if we can actually get what we want, how would we do it? You know, I think it starts with one podcast at a time. That's what I think it is.
Choose with your money.
Choose with your money, and yet Pokemon.
But people have spoken.
But people have spoken, and they're still buying it,
yeah.
And they're still enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling Pokemon Helmet and Boots are going to be. I'm not even joking. I bet you any money that's maybe they're doing a recreation of the national decks that way.
They haven't done a third, like a They've only done sequels since Generation 5, which was, I think, 2013 or something, 2011. Yeah. And that's, they've done, so it last ended with Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah.
And they did Platinum.
Yeah.
Then they did the remakes of
Emerald Pokemon, Green.
No, no, then Ruby, they did Red. They did the remakes of Gold and Silver, Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Yeah, okay, Heart Gold, yeah, and Soul Silver, yeah.
Then
yeah,
they did Black and White.
Yeah.
And then they did Black 2 and White 2.
That was a sequel.
Yeah.
That's a direct sequel.
Instead of a third version.
Yeah, okay.
And then they did.
Do you think there's going to be remakes, a third version? A third version of that? Like, no, of what? No, what, of Sword, no, and Shield? No? No. Oh.
So they did X and Y after Black 2, White 2.
Yeah.
And then they did Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah.
Remakes. There was no third version, no sequel.
Okay.
Then they did Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
And then they did Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon sequels.
Those were sequels.
Yeah.
Sea squirrels. Those were sequels.
Yes. And Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. So,
and then Sword and Shield. There.
Yeah.
So then Sword and Shield.
And then you'll have
Ultra Sword and Ultra Shield.
Yeah. Something like that.
So is that how you complete your decks, your yeah, national decks?
That's where they'll have the rest of the Pokemon.
Oh,
I guess.
God damn it!
No, no.
I
wouldn't put it past them to do that now.
Yeah, but does that make sense?
You know what
sense?
That means, though.
What does that mean?
You can't even battle people who are playing Sword and Shield.
Oh yeah,
because like the Pokemon don't exist.
That's true,
but. Then they'll just be like, oh, just buy the new one. It's $80. Come on.
It's $80. If they had delayed the game, it would have been a lot better in graphics and animation. Yeah, we feel like that's the same way. And I mean, it's corporate greed, right? And you gotta take what they give to you. Just the way I say it with, you know, like I think in the last podcast that I'm editing right now, I think I mentioned... did we watch, you know, the same Star Wars Episode 1 movie? Because I thought it was great. Right? And everybody would say like, oh my God, it was horrible, blah, blah, blah. And then, but it's not. It was great. But I enjoyed it. People don't like it. And I guess we have to let bygones be bygones now and live with what we have. I have a feeling that that's what's going to happen. That's how they're going to complete the new decks. But how long does it take for them to release another game? How long does the Pokemon company do to like before another game comes out?
I think Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon came out. I think they came out last year.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Maybe the year before, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, so they're releasing games every year?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, but too. Yeah,
I mean, I haven't played Sun and Moon.
You haven't played
Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Oh, you haven't played those games, no? Because no. Because they were $80.
No, because they were $50. But this is the problem.
That was at $40.
Here's the other problem with Game Freak.
I'm not spending an extra $10 on Sun and Moon. Okay, so continue.
Here's the problem with Game Freak.
Okay, what's the
Generation 6?
Yeah,
when they moved to the 3DS, they had 3D models and everything, and it
3DS.
Was fun.
Yeah,
X and Y was fun.
Yeah,
Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire. Fun, lots of legendaries, lots of post-game like content that you can play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe a lot of people would argue there wasn't that much post-game, but there were tons of legendaries for you to go and find an adventure to find, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they introduced the tactic, and this is where everything started going downhill.
Yeah.
I think they introduced the tactic, which was Mega Evolution.
Oh, the Mega Evolutions. Yeah, right? yeah.
And it was...
They're like super evolution, kind of like armor and everything too, right?
Yeah. And everyone was like, oh yeah, it's great. Like new strategy. And then a lot of people were like, oh no, it's bad. It's different. It's like what the heck is Mega Evolution? They're already evolved.
Yeah.
And it's basically power-ups. And you can, in the strategy of the gameplay, you would have only one Pokemon in your team that could Mega Evolve. Right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, you couldn't have two Mega Evolution.
You weren't allowed to have that. There was a restriction.
Yeah. So that was the feature of Generation 6. So Generation 7 came along, Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
They scrap Mega Evolution.
What's the point?
They bring in Z moves.
Okay. Right?
And it's like you unite with your Pokemon and like you do like powerful attacks.
You're in armor together. Yeah.
It's basically a powerful attack. It's not really a boost.
Yeah.
Like Mega Evolution.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sun and Moon, Generation 7. Sun and Moon, Ultra Sun and Moon, that was their whole thing.
Yeah.
Z moves.
Yeah.
Generation 8.
Which is
Sword and Shield.
Sword and Shield.
They scrap Z moves. They bring in Dynamax.
What's a Dynamax? I'm learning so much today.
You Dynamax your Pokemon and it becomes gigantic. It becomes a Godzilla kaiju fight.
Okay. Okay, I see.
So sorry, but Gen 9, they're not gonna have Dynamax if you like it that much. They're not gonna have Dynamax.
Oh, I see. So it's just like flavor of the month type of thing. Yeah, this is what we're working on, blah blah blah.
There's no coherent like evolution to the gameplay.
Yeah.
It's here's this. No more. Here's this.
Here, do you like how that tastes? Yeah, well, you can't taste it anymore.
Yeah.
No more. MVH Nexus says, I can see why people are mad at Game Freak, but I still enjoyed the game, not as much as the older ones. I played Sun and Moon. I bought Ultra Sun, but never played it. Only thing I can see them doing for a while is DLC for Pokemon Sword and Shield. after Endgame. It's all about making that money. It's all about, you know, getting the dollars out of people's pockets and stuff like that. And I know that sounds like such a defeatist way to think about it, but I mean, it is how it is. Mm-hmm. And we it's the new world, and they have to pay the people who pay the people who own the company, I guess. You just have to figure it out at the end of the day. If you enjoy it and if you like it, maybe all of those, it's just a culmination of what Pokemon will be in the end. You never know. It'll be like Mega Evolve
Z-Move Dynamax
conversion of some sort at the end, and just be like, all of a sudden we just like, are we even playing Pokemon anymore? Is this even Pokemon that we... Is this the Pokey and the Mon and the Mon and the Pokey? Like, is this how we is like we started from the bottom? Now we're here, and we don't know why we're here. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sad state of affairs. That's okay though.
It's just that, sure, competitive battling and everything.
Yeah.
Like the meta, the way you play the game changes, right?
Yeah.
But so does in League of Legends, which is free.
Yeah, this is true.
And they just update it.
You just have to buy the skins. You enjoy that. No, that's another thing too. I like how you kind of put that into the competitive part, that little competitive thing.
Mm-hmm.
How you play. The big thing about some of these games that we have a problem with is that there's no real competition. What is the crux of Pokemon? And who are they competing against? You know, they're only competing against their last best game, right? They're not competing at other games. There's no other gotta catch them all type of thing. I guess they're battling against mobile games like my gacha games that I'm playing. Mm-hmm.
And somehow they make games with less features.
And somehow they make fewer games features. With less features.
Somehow. And every generation. There's fewer. There's 10 roots. I'll show you.
What's that?
The amount of content in the game.
Oh, really? Versus
Sun and Moon. Ultra Sun's Ultra Moon.
So, like, while you look for that, it's like, it's kind of difficult that, you know, Pokemon, Game Freak, the Pokemon Company, and Nintendo, they don't have another company that is competing against them in that type of quote-unquote genre, right? Mm-hmm. So we can't really fault them for not having the competition to innovate and create something new. And their only competition is their previous and last best game that they created. So you kind of get these kind of one-off wacky ideas. I don't know if you've ever seen any of the new Beyblade animes. Yeah,
no.
Those are ridiculous. Let me tell you, like... They're kind of stuck in their own echo chamber of what they think is good. And whoever is like, if you think about like a Super Mario game or a Sonic game or whatever, these are like some of the big things that these genres face is where do you go next? Oh, Sonic Racing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Mario Kart. Or, you know, like you've already exposed your clientele to what they want. And then when they want more of what they want, they're like, they think all of a sudden that they have to create something to create something that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like to create something different for the sake of being different isn't good. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, Pokemon itself, I guess, like Final Fantasy, it's competing with other JRPGs, right?
Yeah. Well, it's also competing with its previous, its predecessor as well. Because
take a look at the jump between Final Fantasy 9 and 10, or like 10 and 11. I mean, 10 and 12.
I mean, if you think 9 and 10, 9 is the
right.
But, is one of the greatest Final Fantasy games of all time. I'm just going to say that. Just going to put that out there.
And I agree. It's just like 12 and 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see the change in gameplay and like the effort in graphics and story and time spent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Whole new systems, ecosystem, the gameplay, mm-hmm. the artistry, the
Pokemon, everything.
Yeah.
It's 2019.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
You know,
I see what you
mean. Final Fantasy X was 2001.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. Diesel846 says this conversation was going on in another stream and their idea was they will remake Gen 4 with all the missing Pokemon for the next release.
Ooh.
DLC
Gen 4 is really good.
The DLC will cut Pokemon out. You buy the DLC. Hey, do you want a new DLC? Well, this takes away half of the Pokemon and brings it to the original 150 Pokemon, and you don't see the rest of the other Pokemon. I think that's a great one. Yeah,
they're erased. But you understand.
I understand. I mean, like you can even put it into the context of Final Fantasy VII remake.
Right.
Right. There are these purists out there who are going, oh, it needs to be turn-based because that's not remake unless it's a turn-based. And then all of a sudden they're like,
there's turn-based.
There you go. Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Why can't Game Freak do that?
I know.
Because they've only been making Game Boy games, 3DS, DS games.
Yeah.
They haven't been making games for consoles is the problem.
Maybe hopefully
they,
this is
they just don't have the experience.
Maybe, but I mean, like, you know how there's things, right? There's generational skips. I skipped Final Fantasy 13 2 and 13 3 and 15. I haven't played those games yet, but I will be playing them, and I will see what's good and bad
on twitch.tv/Brian's Republic
on right here on Brian's Republic, home of the game overs. I can understand that there's people who would want to have that new change, and I think that they deserve it.
Yeah.
And
can you imagine Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
If it stayed 2D, would it?
You know what? I'm playing Final Fantasy Brave Exvius.
Yeah.
It's 2D.
Yeah.
But it has 3D summons and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. I mean, I would.
Right.
I would.
Yeah.
Like, I would continue. Actually, Final Fantasy, the first Final Fantasy was so good that Final Fantasy 2 was basically the same game. And it's just basically an addition to Final Fantasy 1.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then Final Fantasy 3 was the whole, was a newer looking game than Final Fantasy 1 and 2. And then it just got better as it went.
But
I mean, like,
would Final Fantasy have thrived in, like, the JRPG environment if they stayed
2D? No, they wouldn't have.
You know?
They wouldn't have. If they went from Final Fantasy 6, right? Before 7, if they went from 6 to 7 and they didn't make that jump into 3D, Final Fantasy wouldn't be where it's at today.
It would have been dead.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Suikoden for some reason lasted for so long. I don't know how.
Only people, until like 2006.
People will like, shut up, you. And like, no, I mean, You know what? I don't understand.
It was five games.
Do you know what? I don't understand. Tails. I don't know how the Tails series is still around.
Tails is so good.
Why? Okay, sure. It's sure. So I guess.
Okay. This is my pitch. Sure. This is my pitch to game. Okay. To Pokemon
how does hold on? How does Dragon Quest still is? How is that still around? I'm just joking.
I agree.
You agree. Like
I have never played Dragon
Quest. No, I went like, oh, Dragon Quest is out, and was like, Dragon Quest 9.
But they,
I went, how?
But you know what?
How did I miss all the other 8?
You know what happens in the newest Dragon Quest is you can go back to the graphics of like old.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's pretty fun.
So it's like, yeah, it's like the purists can have their pure game.
Exactly. You
know? Just do that to Pokemon.
They just need experience for that. If we get a few bad games, that's fine. As long as they grow and all that. That's what I think so, too.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's NBH Nexus. It's
been like 25 years now.
They've had time to figure it out. Figure it out, Game Freak.
How long has Final Fantasy been around?
Final Fantasy's been around since like 80-something. Like
30 years.
Yeah. Long time ago. Long time ago,
when did they make the switch to
from cartridge? It was supposed to be on an Final Fantasy VII was supposed to be on a Nintendo 64, and then they moved over to PlayStation for CD,
compact disc.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like. Maybe, but they were. Were they building games per year? Is that what it is? Because
I guess so. Well, it's like when they finish a game and release it, they move on to the next game. You know?
Yeah.
Because that's just how it works, right?
Yeah.
Like they finished Final Fantasy 15. They're working on Final Fantasy 7.
Final Fantasy 6. Yeah.
Remix.
No, remake. They're two different ones.
Final Fantasy 16
is actually being built right now.
Yeah. But like that's just the nature of.
Yeah.
Game development,
I guess, right? So. Oh, what an interesting topic.
Trust me, I can go on forever.
I didn't realize how passionate you are. Yeah, you're so passionate about Pokemon. I've learned something new about my brother today, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see here. I think...
Tails, great battle mechanics.
Yeah.
Take Pokemon, do those same battle mechanics.
Yeah, okay.
As Tails. Yeah. Turn your instance battles of turn-based, turn mm-hmm. them into Tails-type battles.
Mm-hmm.
You can remove, like, the entire level requirements.
You know what Tails reminds me of?
What?
Star Ocean.
I haven't played it.
No? It's kind of, like, in the same time.
It's like Battle Arena.
Yeah, you run around with a person, you go around, and then there's, like, the monsters fight the people. You're like five of you and you fight like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's Star Ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can do that 1v1 Pokemon. You can do 2v2 Pokemon.
Yeah.
Use AI.
Yeah, you have four moves. You move yourself around and then you press the buttons for your Pokemon to
like dodging and stuff. Dodging is a move. Oh, man. Okay.
You know what? How much AI would be like? That would be a lot.
Just go to Bandai Namco.
Just
have Bandai Namco. Help you build new Pokemon game.
That's a lot of brain stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? That's like quantum physics that we're going to have to...
It's not real AI. It's just they're programmed to do that.
Quantum computing for Pokemon. You know what I'm saying?
They call it AI, but it's just programmed. Yeah.
Yeah. Else, yeah. If, and if. Huh?
And if?
Else, if, and if.
Yeah. So yeah, turn it 1v1 battle arena style.
If this, then that.
you have up to jump.
Yeah,
like jump doesn't have to be a move. It can dodge. No. You can jump this way. That's a move.
For me, it would be you as the Pokemon trainer. You're running around and you're like pressing buttons while you're barking commands at your slave Pokemon.
No, you're running around. you run into a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Screen shatters into the instance battle.
Yeah.
And then you control the Pokemon.
So my question is, if you didn't have a Pokemon and you encounter a Pokemon, how do you beat it into submission before you capture it as with your Pokeball?
Mm. No, Professor Oak would stop you from.
Professor Oak would.
Yeah.
To go. Go.
When are you going to be done?
Where will we be done? Go.
When?
Thank you. Upstairs.
When?
10 minutes. Go.
Children. Gotta love them.
Okay, we'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, make an instance battle.
Yeah.
And then don't worry about levels. Just have certain like move requirements to get new moves.
Mm-hmm.
Certain requirements to evolve Pokemon. Doesn't necessarily have to be levels.
Yeah.
And then you can just go to any gym, just like you can go to any dungeon in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Then you can do that.
Just go to Nintendo, like, have Nintendo and Monolith Soft help create this.
Oh, that would make be
Pokemon
fantastic.
Breath
you
of
would
the
think
Wild,
that they've done you know? That, right? Pokemon
but,
Breath
but
of
it's
the Char-
all,
cause Charmander.
It's all Game Freak, like, because Game Freak created it all, right?
Yeah. They just said, wow.
And they're part owners of the Pokemon franchise.
Yeah. I mean,
it's split between the Pokemon company, Game Freak, and Nintendo.
So, but here's another thing too, about that Game Freak and that type of mindset. Like they're stuck in their ways.
They are.
Right, and they're stuck also in the anime as well. And yeah. Ash will never age.
No, he
right
won't.
In the anime, Ash will never age mm-hmm. ever grow.
It's because of Ho-Oh.
Because of Ho-Oh. And
in the first episode,
Ash is
it grants his wish. It granted his wish.
Did they actually...
No, it's a theory.
It's a theory?
That he saw the Ho-Oh, and that Ho-Oh grants his wish of eternal joy of
Pokemon battling.
You know?
Ash, you haven't aged one bit. Neither have you, Brock. How come?
Yeah.
It's because we're stuck in an infinite loop of Pokemon battles. How come?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I love you, man. That's I think we grew stronger as brothers talking about your passion for the Pokemon.
I mean, I've played Blue.
Yeah.
I've played Gold and Silver.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought
those.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that's for sure.
I played Ruby.
Yeah, that's
Emerald.
Yeah.
I've played Diamond, Platinum, Black, White.
XY
White 2 X no I played Y. I've played Omega Ruby.
Yeah.
And then I stopped because
yeah,
I mean, I thought Mega Evolutions were cool, and then
yeah.
they just scrapped it.
They're just
and
like, ugh.
I'm like, oh, they've implemented Z moves, and then I knew right away that they were gonna scrap it.
Yeah.
They scrapped it, gave Dynamax.
Do you think that a Pokemon fan who's young right now would go up to you and say, okay, boomer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ash is in a coma from episode 1. Oh, well, that's another theory. I heard about that.
Yeah.
MVH Nexus says, I played Blue and still have it. I played all the Pokemon games. Mega Evolutions was Sun and Moon. It was end game stuff. That was end game stuff. Yeah. That's too bad, man. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I hope you got it all out though.
No, I could actually go on for hours.
You know what you should do is you should just create.
Yeah, I was planning to make like one of those YouTube essays.
Oh, you should.
Like Nick Robinson.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
You should try one. Try it.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you guys think? Should he do a Pokemon essay? A nice two hour longer documentary on how Pokemon should fix it,
on how the games should be more like the anime. NBA that's my thesis.
That's your pokey thesis.
Yeah.
MVH says do it.
That if
hey Young, what's going on, welcome back to the stream, hopefully you're doing well.
Yeah, that's my thesis, that
your pokey
the
thesis.
Pokemon games ultimate form is anime style. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not made by Game Freak.
not made by Game Freak. Get someone in Breath of the Wild.
Like I'm saying, Game Freak can still do their own thing.
You got two do-its. So Zillyria says, MVH says do it. You should do it.
Yeah.
Write it down. Get your thoughts in an essay. And you give that Nintendo and that Game Freak your darndest, brother. That's what you got to do.
Wish. It's like,
yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I could tell he's still seething. Like it's pretty funny.
Yeah. I my heart rate is up and I'm slowly catching my breath.
His pupils are dilated. He's just like, I'm ready to
fight.
He's like seething. He's like, he's ready to cast, you know, double cut on somebody. That thing. shoot hyper beam.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I think I got it all out.
Yeah, you got it. I want to make sure. I just want to take it in. Just make sure that you're not going to go out there and write something that you're gonna be not proud of yourself in the morning type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I mean, Pokemon Sword and Shield sold well, mm-hmm. at least in the opening week.
Yeah.
Opening days, and I'm not sure. Well, probably holiday season. It's probably gonna. Increase in sales.
I'm sure it's going to increase in sales. It is Black Friday right now. I want to take this time, since we're actually live, to open it up to our chat and ask you guys, did you participate in any Black Friday sales, purchasing any hard copy games? And will you be waiting, or will you be waiting for Cyber Monday for your online video games to buy it online? For myself, I have not bought any hard drive or hard copy games, just because I have been digital for a little while now. I actually was a very against it. If you can actually listen on the podcast, I was very against digital. Remember?
Yeah.
It's like, what happens if you lose your game,
or if Steam goes under
or whatever? Which we highly doubt that that's going to happen now. MVH Nexus says, stayed at home, not going out there in a frenzy of people. I would get trampled on. I seen those videos. I know what happens. And you know what? That's something too. Apparently, though, there have been a lack of those types of videos because apparently
China's because Hong Kong.
Did you hear about? Oh, so you know, Black Friday is the biggest sales day in America. It has been adopted by Canadians literally in the last 5 years.
Not as
5 years. It's just a regular sale for us here. Yeah, in Canada.
It's not
as super crazy as it is in the States. In Canada, actually, Boxing Day is the most, like, the biggest sales day of the year. So it's kind of crazy that apparently, because of online sales, Cyber Monday is no longer Cyber Monday. Like, there's a lot of Black Friday sales that are going on right now online, and people are just going online and not worrying about it. Diesel846 says, I was going to get a Switch and Pokemon if it went on sale, but no sales, and screamy face emoji. You know what? I'm the same as you, Diesel. I really, really, really wanted a Switch for Christmas, and I was very adamant that this was going to be the year that I was going to buy a Switch finally. And I mean, I'm just going to have to buy a PS4. That's just how it's going to have to be. And
yeah.
I feel bad that, like, you know, people say, well, you know, you're not buying the Switch, you're buying for the quality of the game. I mean, like, but yeah.
Yeah.
The new Switch is out. The new Switch version. I can understand that's why it's $399. Or it's like $300.
It's just refreshed.
Yeah, it's just a refresh. I mean, like, MVH says, I want a PS4. I want a PS4 as well. And I think it's one of those things where you just got to have to wait. And if you really want to bite the bullet, I don't even know if I want to. Yeah. It's like $250 Canadian right now for this, for a PS4. So, and a game of some sort. And I probably won't play it because I don't play that type of game. Yeah, you know, it's one of those days where I actually stayed up till midnight yesterday, which is not particularly fascinating because I've always stay up till midnight. But I thought Humble Bundle and Steam was going to have, like, right on midnight
sale,
Thanksgiving, Black
Black Friday sale. Yeah. And I was just like, but they didn't, they have now just a Black Friday weekend or something like that, which is kind of the same in Canada. You will get more out of PS4 and all of the Final Fantasy VII coming out. Yeah, Diesel, that's basically why I decided to get a PS4. But I don't know if I'm going to get it today or tomorrow. I'm probably going to get it maybe on Boxing Day. Boxing Day is actually the day after Christmas here in Canada. And I believe our colonial overlords in the UK, they have the Boxing Day as well. Only reason why I want PS4 is Final Fantasy VII Remake. Oh, and Kingdom Hearts. Here's one of the things that I'm actually pissed off about.
Kingdom Hearts?
I don't like Kingdom Hearts, but
right.
I didn't play it. I didn't grow up with it. So
yeah.
Gameplay wasn't the thing for me. So, and no, people love Kingdom Hearts 3. I didn't mean to crap on it, but I don't like the fact that the timing of buying a PlayStation 4 is the release date, is the release year of the same year PlayStation 5 is coming out. Okay?
Yeah, so that means it'll be on that.
On that.
Yeah,
as well. As a streamer, this pisses me off to no extent. Because obviously, the whole game is going to be played. There's going to be, you know, a lot of content that's going to be created for Final Fantasy VII Remake. I'm like, that's probably going to... Next year is going to be the year of Final Fantasy VII Remake, I think.
Right.
And it's going to be... content that I'm going to be creating, that's like that's what I'm going to be catering to most of my content is Final Fantasy VII Remake. But that comes out in March, PlayStation 5 comes out in November. And it just, I'm going to buy an end of life PS4, but it's because obviously I'm not a PS4 console user. So yeah, there might be a used PS4 that's gonna be coming out to be put on
November,
put onto Craigslist or Kijiji. So I still have to play the Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 games. I mean, like
Remix HD
and all that stuff,
and 2.5 or whatever.
The funny thing is those games is a natural progression of how, you know, from Kingdom Hearts 1 to Kingdom Hearts 3. So I mean, like. People really like 1 and 2 and all the other in between games. It's back and forth for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Really?
Some people, yeah. There's apparently the people who really love Kingdom Hearts 3, and there's some people who really don't love Kingdom Hearts 3. I think it's the ending that might have thrown them off or something like that. But how about you guys? If you've played Kingdom Hearts 3, was it something that lived up to your expectations? Or I know that there are a few people who have actually played it and streamed it. They're like, one of my moderators, he was just like, yeah, not happy with Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm like, oh, okay, well, he says, well, at least we got Kingdom Hearts 3. Like, okay, that's how you can kind of keep it, you know, to yourself as. You know, that's how disappointed I am with that.
Yeah.
I heard, MVH says, I heard people not happy with KH3, yeah. So.
Interesting.
It's pretty funny. But, yeah, I think that's going to have to be our episode for today. Unless you have anything else that you wanted to add to your Pokemon rant or anything else.
No, I'm satisfied, I think.
Yeah, good. That's good. I'm glad that we were able to get that off of your chest.
Just my final thoughts.
Your final thoughts on the Pokemon thing.
Price. Features. That's it.
That's a price Those and are, features.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's good. Well,
I don't doubt that it's fun. I don't doubt that I would have fun.
Yeah. The problem is if you started playing it, you probably wouldn't. You'd probably even catch more of that because you're already pissed off at what's happened.
I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would enjoy spending $80 on it.
No. How about...
I would enjoy it for the first 30 hours and then I'd be on my way.
And then you'd be like, oh. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all. Okay. Well, that was anticlimactic. I'm just joking. That's a great conversation for sure. Thank you so much again, guys, for stopping by. If you want to add anything to the conversation, by all means, say hello in chat. Let me know what you guys think of this type of format. Maybe we can do this every week. I think this is maybe. I think this is pretty fun, if it's even possible. I don't know. Or once a month or something like that, and if we could do it. If you guys liked this episode of Brian's Republic and also the Imbangium podcast all at the same time, it's inception creation. Yeah. This is a stream that we're doing right now. We have also a wonderful podcast. This is the Imbangium podcast. We try to release it once a week, and I'm kind of behind on it. So if you want to know how to get this podcast, it's Imbangium. I'll spell it out for you: Imbangium. I'll actually put it into chat, so it's just why am I spelling it out? Imbangium podcast. Go find the Imbangium podcast wherever you find your podcasts. You can check us out. Actually, I can do this one! Exclamation point. No, I don't think I've created one for that. But the Imbangium podcast is a podcast about the internet and the internet of things and all of the fun things that we actually experience as content creators and all of that fun stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed doing this one. MVH Nexus says, at least once a month. Zillius says, yeah. More, please. Yeah. Ooh. No, for sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's great to hear. I really like it. But yeah, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it on
Spotify
and also Google Play Music. And actually, apparently that's three. There's four other places you can listen to it too. One is Anchor. And then there's another four after that. Anchor.fm, you can find it on there, but then there's other four places. I have to find out what they are, but they are being hosted there. We are being hosted by Anchor.fm. It is a free hosting site for podcasts, and this they really help us do this for free. And of course, I am on Brian's Republic at twitch.tv/Brian's Republic, and you can totally check me out every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of every week, 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, for about a couple of hours, weather, work, and family permitting. Darian, where can they find you?
Diamis DZ everywhere.
Everywhere. So
DYAMISDZ.
DZ.
Z is Z, by the way.
Z is Z.
Also, for you non-Canadians. Right. Yeah, I guess just Americans.
Mostly Americans. I see DZ. Also glad you made back to streaming. Missed you all week. Unfortunately, thank you so much for everybody too. I wanted to give this a little bit of a bonus because I missed Monday and I missed Tuesday. I was in another city on Monday for an event overnight, and Tuesday I got sick. So yeah, that's fun. But yeah, we'll be doing this for sure. MVH Nexus says, I'll be looking forward for that Pokemon rant video. No, for sure, MVH Nexus. That's going to be awesome. But yeah, I think this is where we're going to end the podcast portion, but we'll do a little bit more of the stream for a little bit here for a sec. But this is where we're going to do that. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Another episode of this podcast. Oh my gosh, I ruined
Imbangium podcast.
I ruined the ending. Ruin the ending again. Okay, sorry, but yeah, we're gonna try to do this podcast every week, and hopefully you guys can totally check us out on all those places where I mentioned earlier. Thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Brian.
I'm Darian,
and this has been another episode of
the Imbangium podcast.
You can hit the stop now.